Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You see, the globalists have to teach you through psychological warfare that dying is cool, that hating yourself is stylish. I mean, if they can make women dress more clownishly each year after the other because it's the style, well, they just tell you it's the style to hate yourself and not have a survival instinct. They lie to you and don't tell you that the entire West is dying with a 1.3 on average replacement rate, places like Singapore 1.2. For every two adults, they're having 1.2 children. They don't tell you the Earth's going to plane out at around 8,300,000,000 in 2020. That's the UN's own numbers. It'll probably be less. They don't tell you that when you fly in an aircraft, you notice that humans congregate in compact cities already naturally because of commerce. They don't tell you that if they just industrialized the third world, there wouldn't be an overpopulation issue. They don't care about toxic technologies. They don't care about real environmental threats. They care about collectivizing everything and getting control of your life and then euthanizing your butt, controlling how many kids you can have. And this is their stated admission. I mean, reading Watson's article, you go through it and link to all the mainstream articles where they're exposing themselves saying, I love fascism, kill everyone, humans are a disease. These are hateful scum who can only operate inside of academia and then are funded by the mega rich. Dr. Eric Pianka, I know the airborne Ebola is coming soon. It will kill 99% of us. I'm kind of sad my wife and children are ready to die, but we're all ready. It'll be here soon in the biology department. Then I get threatening emails over the years from his graduate students, and they'll say, here's my paper on it, graduate student 10 years ago. And then you search the woman's name or the man's name, and they're all in bioweapons. They're all working for the government in lab coats with crazed eyes. They just get off on it. They just, like demons flapping around a flame of destruction. You know, they just love the entire system. They love it. They love thinking about killing people. It's real sexy and cool. In fact, the other night, Rob was showing me on Netflix up here on his computer. I think it's called Afterlife. Call Jacobson in here while he roves around the building talking to people. You call him in here because he may be on the phone with Watson right now. I forget the name of the movie. It's a Nielsen, Leslie Nielsen or whatever his name is. It's all how sexy it is to die and how fun, and humans are all trash and scum, and it's best that most of us die because most people are already dead right now. Most people already deserve it, and it's wonderful. I mean, these people are so abhorrent, so against all common sense of all cultures that came before us, but they're telling us that everything's good, that everything is good, that everything that is wholesome. Come on in, Rob. Did they tell you I needed you to come on in? What was the name of that movie you watched and you had me watch 10 minutes of the other night?
It was called Afterlife.
It's called Afterlife, and you liked the girl in it. What's her name?
Christina Ricci.
Christina Ricci,
Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson. Yeah, and I watched like 10 minutes of it. You showed me the clips. It's all how we're all scum and eugenics is good and dying is wonderful and it's all sexy to be in a coffin and, oh, it's so good.
Yeah. Really glamorizing death and how death is, I'm so happy to be finally dead. Life wasn't good anymore.
And they teach death education in the junior highs and wonder why the little girls are committing suicide at record numbers. And they know Prozac massively increases suicide. And they say, oh, more Prozac. And then there's more suicide. And you know, I've got daughters. I've got a son. I'm tired of this evil. I'm tired of them teaching them death is good so that they will submit to tyranny. I'm sick of these sickos. And it's time for good people to defeat them.
Yeah, I thought the movie was really frightening and how convincing it could be for talking somebody into committing suicide. It was really dark.
Well, that's why suicide goes up and up. They teach you how great it is.
Really.
Oh, little girls, don't commit suicide. Now we're going to have weeks and weeks of classes how you do it.
Exactly.
And then it just goes off the chart. It introduces them an idea. Oh, you're a little depressed over zits on your face? Here's Prozac, known to cause suicide. Now we're going to teach you how to commit suicide. But don't do it. And the mindless teacher compartmentalized doesn't even know what they're doing. They're teaching children how to kill themselves. This is the mastery of the New World Order, teaching you that death is life, that slavery is freedom. We'll be right back with Alan Watts. Stay with us.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Alan Watt is an amazing researcher. And he's also a radio talk show host, and we always find it very informative to have him on with us. He's on with us for 5 minutes in the next hour. Then we have a top meteorologist on who's been accurately predicting these frozen wasteland ice age winters, and he's getting the credit that is due. But in the last 2 hours, we've got birthers screaming during a reading of the Constitution that Obama isn't natural born. We've got drones coming to Miami-Dade County, and we've got the big announcements that they're building giant DARPA face-scanning camera centers everywhere and giant NSA databases. Just, we've got announcements that the government's spying on all its employees right now with warrantless wiretaps. I mean, it's total evil being released as they try to break our will and condition us. But for the last 2 hours, I've been talking about Paul Joseph Watson's articles, Eco-Fascist Call for Prison Cities, and the other article on the same similar subject, Planned Opolis, Elitist Agenda for Eco-Enslavement. Now, Alan Watt, I want to hear your expertise on this, but my basic boil down is this. There is an attempt to rebrand dystopia as mother's milk. to show children being murdered by their teachers and it being a good thing because they don't submit to the earth. Open announcements that we should just kill all people over 65, a Logan's Run carousel, London Guardian, you name it. I mean, they are saying we are Nazis, we are fascists. They are saying, yes, it's eugenics. They are just flaunting it, I guess, to change the Overton window, to be so extreme that the sky is in the limit and somehow break our will. I believe it's backfiring on them, but we are doing the search terms today, prison cities, eco-fascist, and prisonplanet.com. Eco-cities is number one search, eco-fascist number two search, prisonplanet.com number three search. Please make them all number one, number two, number three. Let's smash the enemy. You will decide which one is number one by how many times you put it into Google and then hit re-enter over and over again. But they are really coming out with the world government, with just all of it. Is it because alternative media has checkmated them or brought them into check, exposing their agenda, and so stonewalling doesn't work? Or is it just simply to psychologically overwhelm us with the flaunting, and it's all delivered in a gibbering, giggling way by these psychopathic people engaged in this public orgy as they prepare for a mass bloodthirsty feast. Alan Watt, what is your take on them going into warp drive, or do you agree they're going into warp drive?
Oh, they are, but it's on plan. It's part of the agenda. They go by an educational timetable, and they go by five-year plans for children. Who'll be 5 now, 10 in a few years, and how they're going to perceive their new world. They're getting ready for it now. They're training them for it now to be quite normal. And so this is just the educational part. It's time to implement this stage of the agenda. They know exactly how much to push, of course, because they've all been prepared as all for the present agenda. And we accept it. We're always prepared in advance for everything that comes along, mainly through little bits and bytes of information from scientific expos on the media. And we also get it through all fiction. All fiction has it in it now, that the coming system you have to live into. And for more than 30 years now, sci-fi has been pouring out this dystopic future with a small group elite running the world, a scientific elite, of course, always a scientific elite who are in charge of all food rationing and so on, who live a very good life, by the way. And then there's the ones, the masses, who are still working for them in their closed cities where they're dependent upon their masters for everything as long as they toe the line.
And China actually has those closed cities for their worker drones who are even locked in their neighborhoods at night. Meanwhile, the globalists are doing everything they can to shut off the resources while telling us that it's naturally happening. But then we have all their own manuals admitting it. Please continue.
Yeah, and it's all done by stages where they introduce new crisis as crisis after crisis. And you think about life before 9/11 happened. It was fairly fairly static to an extent, and no major changes, drastic changes, or not, certainly not a whole bunch of them all at once. And since 9/11, it's been crisis after crisis after crisis, and this is the technique of a revolution. It's their revolution, not ours. And they're bringing the last phase into to being. And this phase, of course, will last up to the year 2050 or so, as they drastically reduce the population, again, through food rationing. But this is not new, because the United Nations was set up, really, to help coordinate all of this. You need a massive...
Well, the British 200 years ago developed the reservation concentration camp model, and then it was used on the Native Americans. And then we have the British manuals that are in the Library of Congress, how to give them the smallpox blankets, how to open the wounds of the soldiers onto it.
Malthus put out lots of instruction booklets, educational booklets for the British Empire, how to run their colonies, how to keep peasants at a working level, but not too bright, too strong to walk off at night or run away. And so they had the whole diet scheme figured out. That's why diet is very important to it, and that's why rationing is coming in to help us get to that stage. Strong enough to be kind of pliable and workable, but not too smart enough to do anything about it. And this is all part of it, too. So that was introduced into the British Commonwealth.
That's right. They have manuals on how omnivores are less aggressive when they're mainly on the vegetarian diet, but that were designed and triggered under especially a red meat diet with the hormonal endocrine interfaces to become more predatory and aggressive. They don't want that for us. They want us docile, grass-eating creatures for them to more easily roll over us.
Oh, yeah, and they talked, when Britain went to India, they talked an awful lot with the Brahmins, very interested in their culture, because the Brahmins had kept that very system working in India for thousands of years. And so the people were taught a religion, they made them vegetarian, and you can also restrict, of course, even what you give them for a vegetarian, which makes them even more pliable and not too bright. It's down to a perfect science. They know everything that you need to eat to keep you bright and healthy and so on.
Well, that's right. The anthropology and archaeology and biology shows that the brain, CC-wise, begins to grow even larger with even just a few generations on a red meat diet because it has the fats and oils needed for brain development.
Well, the British soldiers in World War I, they were never fed properly before they became soldiers. They came from all walks of life, generally the industrial towns and cities where meat was pretty expensive, very expensive and very scarce for them. And within the first, they found that within the first, the average recruit was 5'3", by the way, at age of 16, 17, 18. And within 3 months of getting a high protein and meat diet, he would sprout between 3 and 6 inches. And that's how starved they were. So always had been tested out on populations before, including Britain. Yeah.
And they had to give them meat, though, to get them ready to kill.
That's
the
right.
Germans were gobbling meat and understood that. It's all scientific. So right now, they're really rushing all this out. It's been accelerating since the staged event of 9/11. But in the last year, it's like they put the afterburners on. I mean, they are just out in mainline news saying, we're going to kill you at 65. They're not even denying death panels now. They're saying, we're going to kill you. I mean, we are murderers. They are saying, we are murderers.
Yeah, you've had write-ups in the British papers. Again, Britain is the flagship for the world to follow, remember. And they're talking about putting up euthanasia booths at street corners, very much like you saw in Soylent Green, where you just get rolled in, hear some classical music.
Or Children of Men. They're getting us all ready for the suicide.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And so, it's a scientific dictatorship. This was all promoted by Bertrand Russell, who helped set up the system we're living through now. He was a big promoter. He attended all the think tanks, put forward lots of ideas, along with Aldous Huxley and his brother Julian Huxley from the United Nations UNESCO. And they talked about, they had it all planned out for this phase that we're going through now, how the society would be turned into a society where there'd be very little marriage at all. Massive promiscuity, but very little births. And that was what was to be encouraged. Of course, they've done that. They've been successful with all of that. And everyone's divided now. No one's got a family to stand up for them anymore. So government is the boss. And so now they can just rampage ahead with all the rest.
That's right. That's why the Romans had to build that wall in central England, because they could never conquer the Scots. The only group that they could never conquer, because they were so family tribal oriented, kind of like Afghans, they would die before they did it. But now the Scots have been brought to heel quite nicely.
Oh, yeah. Again, through the diets. They were ruled by London for a few hundred years, still are. And again, too, we've got to understand that the basic premise as well from all of this is how they pick the leaders of countries and those who are the politicians, who are still lower level, but they're higher level than what people generally see. Scotland's a very Masonic country. You couldn't get a job in Scotland that would pay you any kind of money unless you were a Freemason. And it's the same thing in this system, too. The higher Freemasons are picked out at university level, especially Ivy League. And if you're an operative Mason, that means that you must attend every meeting when you're called. That could be 3 a.m, whenever, to show you're very eager. And that's how they pick the future prime ministers, etc., and politicians, the ones who will get up and be an operative Mason, do what they're told, never ask why, and never ask the consequences of their actions.
Yeah, all the modern presidents, prime ministers, MI5, MI6, CIA, Sarkozy in France, all of them, Vladimir Putin, they're just all secret society agents.
Yes, and they must prove their worth. That's the whole case with it. They've got to be eager. They've got to show that they can go to parties and not get too drunk. They must not be loose-lipped because they're monitored more than anyone else. You see, the system is based on the Soviet system and a hyper-Soviet system. They've announced in the declassified records of Russia that there was so many dossiers on all the bureaucrats working for the Soviet system, way more than the average person, the pro at the bottom. because they have to make sure that those are the ones, just like George Orwell showed you in 1984, those are the ones who must be gung-ho and always put on the good face for the party, leave in the party, that kind of thing. And their telephone calls, everything was monitored.
Stay there. We've had a bomb go off. We told you the feds were getting ready to start detonating those all over. We'll be right back.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
So, the naked body scanners go in, 9,000 locations getting telescreens at Walmart and malls with Janet Napolitano and government messages about spying on your neighbors. The last 6 years, they've trained local police in every county and city that domestic non-Al-Qaeda will start blowing up the courthouses everywhere. And then magically it happens. And I was watching Body of Lies with Russell Crowe and Leonardo DiCaprio this morning while I was jogging on the treadmill. And it was all about the near future Muslims blowing up soft targets. So the answer is, they've said, shopping malls, streets, checkpoints. Notice the government's like, we're getting ready. And then in every case, it's linked to the government directly. They're like, never mind about that. We're taking over right as the depression comes in, right as the implosion comes in. And here's the news. We'll get Alan Watt's take on it in real time here. That's how I knew they were going to blow up the World Trade Center months before. They were getting everybody ready and saying, when the attack comes, give your rights up. It's like a Jim Jones Kool-Aid drinking drill. Bomb squad at building near state house after mailroom employee injured. State FBI officials, not servants, officials, called the scene. Second explosion reported at Hanover office. So we got it in Baltimore and Annapolis. Correct, guys? The Maryland State House mailroom employee was injured Thursday afternoon while handling a package. An incident was being investigated by bomb squad, according to Annapolis city officials. Annapolis Fire Department's bomb squad was investigating the incident, and the state's bomb squad and FBI officials were on their way to the Jeffrey building on St. Francis Street where the incident took place. Again, this is just now breaking. Continuing, a fire crews hazmat sent to MDOT, I guess Maryland Department of Transportation, Jeffrey building. Officials are investigating possible explosions at the Maryland Department of Transportation headquarters in Hanover and the state government building in Annapolis. Now, the feds have tried six, seven times in the last few months to get Hispanic, black, white prison converts to Islam, converted by feds, to blow up Christmas trees and things. And even the mainstream media has called it setups, entrapment, but they're out there finding mentally ill morons. In a matter of days, I could find a homeless schizophrenic and get them to blow something up, hypothetically, if I wanted to. I mean, it's not hard. Give them whiskey and drugs and money. They'll do it. It's the same old story. But obviously, that wasn't working enough. So they may have gotten an actual lunatic to do this, or they may have done it themselves. Let's get Alan Watt's take on all of this as it unfolds. We do have a man-arrested Maryland terror bomb plot. And this was back in the 8th of December. Here's another one. Lawyer, FBI entrapped Baltimore bomb plot suspect. No way Antonio Martinez could have assembled the phony bomb intended to blow up recruitment centers. So we got a major operation already going in Maryland. Alan Watt, what's your take on this situation?
You're quite right. They can find whoever they want. And in fact, right after 9/11, the BBC had the top guy on from MI5 who was saying that if they keep putting up sites and putting up their own agents there to entice youngsters into these sites to carry out bombs for sting operations, they'll end up creating an actual organization, Al-Qaeda, which did not exist before.
Yeah, just like they can get kids to join the military and have their heads shaved and be brainwashed, the government posing with recruiters can recruit people to radical Islam.
Absolutely, too. And most of them are actually sting operations, and they supply the fake bombs. They get a bunch of youngsters there who've watched too many video games, and they're in on the plot, and they get caught red-handed with the goods, and they're arrested. So, see, if you're going to change the world into a war scenario, and this is the whole thing since 9/11, I said you're going to see rationing down the road, all the things that you see in warfare, even eventually refugees getting moved from one area to another. That will happen because they must get an actual, all the things that worked.
And that was in the UN report from Mexico last month, is that they are going to force move people for the earth.
Mm-hmm. And that is all part of it, a true war scenario, because they know the psychological impacts of all these things, how it has on the general populations. They buckle under even more. They do what they're told during these scenarios. They're terrified, and they ram whole bunches of new laws down their throats. There's no objection from the people who are terrified. That's what they must do now. And, of course, that's what the whole ecological movement is, to sustainability, so on, weather, global warming, all this nonsense. It's an excuse to bring all of this on into the controlled, scientifically controlled society. And remember, Russell said that this will come. He says that they were working towards it back in the 30s, 40s, and the 50s. And he says this will come. And he said, when it comes in, it will be a dictatorial and absolutely tyrannical system, but that's what I prefer, he said. It would have to be utterly tyrannical as a scientific dictatorship. So that's what we're going to see getting put. I mean, it's all through the schools. For the last 20 years, the children have been taught to be greenies, taught that government is good, taught that they must share their food with the whole world. And in reality, it's nothing to do with that. The United Nations Department of Agriculture was set up with the task when it was created to be the organization that will distribute food to every region across the world.
As Henry Kissinger said, stay there. And they're showing cartoons to young kids that say this. The UN decides what you get for dinner. I mean, it's really happening.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica, the number 3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alan Watt is our guest. He seems to come on whenever big events are happening. I guess good luck or bad luck. But he is here with us. We've got a top meteorologist who's been accurately predicting the weather for a long time and finally getting the attention he deserves. We're dealing with this ice age situation coming up into the fourth hour today. I know we're on several radio stations in the great state of Maryland. Great people up there. We hope that no one has been injured, but they're reporting packages exploding, and they're not sure of those injuries. This is a developing situation. Bomb squad at State Building near State House for mailroom employees injured. That's the Baltimore Sun saying there are injuries. Another WBAL-TV says they're not sure. My crew will continue to give us this as it comes in. Fire crews, hazmat sent to the Maryland Department of Transportation, where they were investigating reported explosions at the Maryland Department of Transportation headquarters. And with all the drills and things they do, it just creates this hype and fear. I mean, I saw big accidents the other night, looked like they were fatalities, and we all freak out and get scared of that. We still drive our cars, 300 plus thousand dead a year just in the U.S., millions dead every year overall. But then a few deaths here and there from, quote, terrorists, and our whole way of life ends. And now they stick their hands down our pants with the TSA, breaking our will. We did search terms today, and I haven't done this in about 3 weeks until yesterday, and it did become the number one search term, censorship, Jesse Ventura. We're doing prison cities today, but I said I might fire another key search term torpedo, because for those that don't know, it causes hundreds of blogs, newspapers to pick up on it and look at it. With the history of stage terror and all the other mainstream news articles even saying stage terror in Maryland, D.C., Oregon, Washington State, Colorado in previous months, we need to launch a big torpedo here with the headline, Maryland Stage Terror. That's even more important than searching prison cities. Maryland Stage Terror. Let's make it number one. So all the people searching will see the blurb article Watson and Steve Watson. Both Watsons are doing. Aaron Dykes is here. I want him on at InfoWars.com. We're going right back to our guest here in a moment to get his take on this. Salon Magazine, lawyer, FBI entrapped Baltimore bomb plot suspect. This was December 13th, just a month ago. Less than a month. No way Antonio Martinez could have assembled the phony bomb intended to blow up the recruitment center, defense says. Same thing came out. The government isn't infiltrating groups. They advertise. They promote. And it's always American idiots who convert and then get radicalized. Just like Texas Monthly in 98 gave a bum steer award to the FBI for creating a Klan group, trying to get them to blow up a chemical plant for 2 years. The FBI cooked the bomb, trained the driver, told him to go ahead with the attack. An insider blew the whistle. 1993 World Trade Center first attack. Anwar al-Awlaki, top of al-Qaeda below bin Laden, secretly under Pentagon control, Fox News, running the underwear bombing, the shoe bomber, the Fort Hood shooter, the Times Square. They go out and find, out of a billion, 100 million Muslims, fruitcake crackpots. I mean, this is, folks, I can't tell you how many times I've had cops in plain clothes come to events I'm at and say, let's blow stuff up, Alex. And I just start calling the police on them. And then they go, I'm an officer, and run off. I mean, it's look, that's what they do, okay? I want to go back to Alan Watt on this, but the search term, Maryland Stage Terror. And all the rest of you out there, write your own articles on it. We've got the history of this. Man arrested Maryland terror bomb plot. So, this Martinez person. I tell you, Alan Watt, this is so obvious what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to, if you're setting up a world of totalitarianism and tyranny, you've got to justify the reasons for it. So if nothing's happening, you make it happen. And this is a very old technique, of course. They've even put it in comedy shows like Brazil, where bombs go off every so often in restaurants. They never catch a terrorist, but everyone believes the propaganda was the terrorists that are doing it. So we need all of these checkpoints and pat-downs and so on. This is a simple technique, and it works very well. Most of the public, you know, listen to nothing but mainstream news. And that's what they believe. They believe it's all for their own good and so on. And they've already lost their ability to stand up for anything, most of them, because the first attack was on men itself and the family unit. And men traditionally, and the British government did studies on this as they went into different countries to conquer them. It was always the men who stood up for their culture, their way of life, their family, their wife. And so on. You take all of that away from him. You destroy the culture. You take away the wife. And he's nothing to stand up for. In fact, he becomes rather like a lazy dog who just sits and watches all the porno movies that are coming out, goes to parties and picks up the odd female who's awfully available in these days. And that's what you have.
It's all empty. It's all empty. There isn't that tribal fulfillment of taking care of your family and the men and women being on a team. It's a bunch of unhappy people mad that life is hell, so they break up because they haven't submitted to each other.
That's correct. It takes commitment, you see, for everything that you do, even to fight this, it takes commitment. And you must only start with yourself. And we've all been contaminated with this system, and that's what it's called. Your indoctrination and your lifestyle is called contamination. And the Soviets called it that, too, since they helped introduce a lot of it. And
we've got their manuals where they describe everything that's been done here.
Yes, and you have to decontaminate yourself, starting with yourself. And it doesn't matter what the rest go and do, and they want you to go along with them. You say, no, I'm not doing that. And if they ask you why, you tell them that things are going to get awfully bad unless we discipline ourselves. We're doomed.
And what do the FBI training manuals say? The white male who's nice and friendly, who's professional, who exercises a lot, who wants to be involved in the community. That's a Texas Homeland Security manual. That's the enemy. That clean-cut, pure person is an enemy.
You see, what's been left for the rest of the public with the dysfunctional relationships and casual relationships is that they have no purpose. And to fill up their gap for no purpose, they've got so much cheap entertainment just thrown at them and enough cash in their pockets to go party at weekends. And that's what they think living is all about now. They have no bonding to any community or any family. And
exactly, whether you're African or Japanese or an American, if you're a pure woman or a pure man or trying to be pure, they know you're going to see all of this, and so that's why you're the enemy.
Yeah, and so therefore, as I say, you've got to start with yourself and change yourself and decontaminate yourself, even the things that you might be addicted to. I've had young people write to me who know what's going on, and they'll tell me that they still like certain parts of it. They like the partying. They like the multi-casual affairs that they have, sexual affairs. And they don't realize that that's all part of the destructiveness. You can't have it both ways. Because when you look at all from the primitive tribes to our own tribes that lived up into the 1800s, they all lived in the same structure, same family structure. And you can't go around just willy-nilly with promiscuity and all the rest of it. That destroys everything. And that's why it was the main weapon to be promoted during the 60s, 70s, and 80s to the present time. You can't have it both ways. You've got to change yourself in order to change the world.
And they train the so-called middle class to be in love with their servitude, as Bertrand Russell said they would. When you try to warn them, they have a defense mechanism to get a little creamy-eyed look, you know, in their eyes and giggle at you. And then they'll even accept it and say, yeah, I like it. They think by doing that Crime Stop mind trick, it gives them power over it. And the average male out there is an arrested development six-year-old.
Yeah, oh, definitely. And even politicians in the U.S., I read an article pretty recently, too, where one of your congressmen said that we must train the public by using the language of the media, which is meant for the fifth grade. That's what they're using on the public and have been for an awful long time. But you're quite right, too. A lot of it's aimed at the male. As I say today, it's a shopping mall for sex. So that's what all it is. It's like candy.
And notice they don't let males act like warrior males in any context, and they put chemicals in the water to reduce testosterone. But then in one area, if you want to be a cop or a soldier,
that's right,
then you're allowed to act that out, but against your own people.
That's absolutely true. In other words, winners and losers. And youngsters who grew up with video games, too, in dysfunctional families or no family at all, look, that's all that they see, things in black and white, winners and losers, and they want to be on the winning team. Some have told me that, by the way. And they want to get into the black outfits and have the big machine gun and order people about because they know they're going to get more privileges than those who are under the gun. Yeah.
And they've gone from denying that police are being put on steroids to major city police chiefs, even here in Texas, basically ordering everyone to inject testosterone.
Yeah, that's correct. And they've been doing this really for years, I mean, long beforehand. And they put on the beef, of course, and you can tell, too, it's more than just an effect on your muscle, etc. They become sluggish in their brain. They become more primitive. And there's no doubt about that either. They become monsters, in fact. They love to beat people up and go to excess. And mind you, too, for years they've been recruiting the lower IQ types for the police force.
I've been listening to Howard Stern lately, just randomly in my car on XM, and every time I tune in, he's glorifying police beating innocent people and how good it is. And then I hear it on other shows that are for the lowest common denominator. They're teaching us that all of this evil is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And once again, the public have been so desensitized to horror. What should offend them as being horrific, it's not. They actually get off on it, just like a movie. They can't tell the difference between fiction and, in fact, it's better alive. That's what these, some of them say.
Yeah, they're blurring the two, and it's also real popular on the internet for girls to abuse cats and dogs and ferrets, and they get off on it. But then the minute they're being abused, they can't believe it and cry for mommy.
Yes, or say to the government, there should be a law about that, and that's exactly what government wants. They love to put more laws on you. But
yeah, they promote that we don't govern ourselves, so they will govern us.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's true. If you don't govern yourself, then someone else is going to do it for you. And it's the same with your mind. If you don't take care, because you're the gatekeeper of what comes into your mind and affects you, then somebody else will, and they've been doing that for an awful long time.
And now they have the kinetic game that's come out. And I heard the neighborhood kid telling my son about it yesterday, about how great it is that it face scans him and knows his voice and follows all his movements. And Microsoft admits that it's listening to your whole house with it. It's hooked into the internet. And now they're erasing the Jesse Ventura TV show off of the TiVos and U-verses. We've confirmed that. Why would they let Ventura's show come out and then decide to start pulling episodes and banning the re-airing of certain episodes? Well, I know the inside scoop. They allowed it thinking that it would just be a conditioning mechanism. But for some reason, they decided it was having too big of a trigger, and they banned the police state episode. What do you think's going on behind that?
You're probably quite right. It probably was meant to be a predictive programming overawing show. What can you do about it? It's going to come. But the more folk talk about it, you see, and find ways to propagate the information to each other and find ways around it to combat it, or they get a big backlash about it, then they find it's had the opposite effect than what they intended.
But that shows an enemy miscalculation. And again, not that Ventura's bad or I was bad. I mean, we really put real shows on air. And it was funny, though. The network would come in to say the episode on bioweapons labs, BioShield. It was a really serious episode. But the network execs above even True TV said, put a Montauk monster in there. Put a dead
That's
animal
right.
that washed up to try to discredit it. Yeah. But they were unable to get it all done. So now they're just like, no, stop. No, don't air it. No.
Yeah. And I've had the same offers, too, to go on to some really big shows. I turned them all down, because they want me to bring in the aliens and this and that and the other. And what that does is you then act for counterintelligence. Counterintelligence takes the factual data, they mix it with the farcical, and then people parrot that and sound like lunatics.
Yeah, same here. I've turned down just the last year multiple big national shows I would host. I mean, you know, ready to go. But they said, listen, the execs want you to do aliens mixed with it. And I'm like, and let me guess, chupacabras as well. I'm like, no. And people can't believe when you say no to them.
Yeah, I know. I know, regardless of the cash that they offer and the whole thing, I just turned them all down. Because every single biggie out there has asked me to do the same thing.
Well, plus, once you've done that, they have weird rules, unwritten rules. Once you've taken one of their deals, even though it's unwritten and unspoken, then if I did that to use it to get even bigger, to then flip and expose them after, then they would kill me. But because I've always stayed pure, it's like a weird unwritten rule. I know you've studied that. What's behind that?
Well, it's partly compromise as well. They have their own set of legalities and rules. It's like a brotherhood. You come into their confidence and you're agreeing to something you suspect. And they'll make sure that they get enough information that you suspect they want to use you for something. And that's a real legal deal in their sort of brotherhood terminology and their way of thinking. And they don't let it go. They will never let it go if you've acquiesced to go along with something like that. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Why do the globalists enjoy throughout history, the initiated ones, the Illuminati priest class, why do they love destroying their own, even servants that serve them perfectly? I mean, is it just part of a process of killing anybody who knows where the bodies are buried?
It's partly that, too. It's partly that remember, they are an ultra-elite, and they have a completely different upbringing, a completely different education than those that go to even Harvard. And I can remember Orwell put part of the initiation of the so-called Illuminati or the rebel force in his book, 1984. And part of it was that you had to swear that if it was necessary to sacrifice you for the cause, they would sacrifice you, and you had to accept that, that one day they might just sacrifice you, throw you to the wolves. And they have no problem doing that. And you must remember, too, that Julian Huxley, who was umpteenth generation inbred for his purpose, because they were already especially breeding.
Now, he was the head of the UNESCO demonization program.
Yeah, he admitted that he was, there were offspring of scientific elite, and he was one of them. That was his family's role. And
yeah, most of the children died, but he and his brother were the only genetic expression, yeah.
And he did say that lots will think they're fit to come through into this new world order as a servant class who have served them very well, but they're in for a big surprise. They will eliminate them too. They will no longer need them. And apart from that, they'll know too much. They'll know too much. And when they don't get the proper rewards that they thought they would get, like they will not be living in these specially rural, gated, high-class communities. They'd be bitching. They'd open their mouths. They'd let the cat out of the bag. And they'd be a problem. They'd have to be eliminated. And they would.
And I hope they're listening, because the New World Order can't wait to torture you to death. So all of you out there thinking you're on the winning team, you lose. Only way we beat this is by defeating it. Alan Watt, let's talk about solutions. Your idea straight ahead. A few more segments with Alan Watt. Always appreciate him. We'll give you his website as well. Just amazing information. I'm Alex Jones. Don't forget the new search term, Maryland Stage Terror.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going right back to Alan Watt here in just a moment, going live into the fourth hour. The meteorologist as well at the 8 after break. I want to tell you about End of America, the number 3.com. Stansberry & Associates Investment Research is an independent investment research arm founded in 1999 with subscribers in more than 100 different countries. They recently created an eye-opening video you can see for free at End of America, the number 3.com. Again, that's free, End of America, number 3.com. They're telling their biggest and most important prediction yet. Again, that's End of America, the number 3.com. Check them out today, End of America, number 3.com. Also made right here in America, they're still running that very popular special, 888-8-GUSSET, high-quality gusset clothing, motorcycle jeans, regular jeans, all right here made in the good old USA, gusset.com/America. And they've got a special when you get a couple pairs of jeans. You can get three free gifts, including T-shirts and a great audio CD about reindustrializing America. That's gusset.com/America, gusset, gusset.com/America, or 888-8-GUSSET. And to get those specials, free gifts, tell them Alex Jones sent you with your order. Okay, going back to Alan Watt. Alan, they're not invincible. They don't have all the answers. And I think one of the biggest keys, as you just alluded to, is reaching out to the super class that Rothkopf called it, 6,000 super gophers, and really, and I've talked to some billionaires, I've talked to people, medical doctors that have treated heads of state, they will even confide in them that they're depressed about this, but kind of through fear going along, just because they're raised into this, a lot of them don't like it. And I think reaching out to them to resist and to speak out, I think that's a really important thing to do as we near this mass extermination program. What's your view on that?
It's difficult to get through them. I understand the concept, but they've had a lifetime of this indoctrination, and they still cling to the hope that they'll be the ones living in the more expensive, gated communities, well-armed, well-defended, well-fed, with the extra privilege. See, this world is to be a world of privileges, you understand? And every tier gets extra privileges. Even the cops get extra privileges.
No, that's what Nick Rockefeller, it's an artificial state-run class system. Nick Rockefeller told Aaron Russo that the elite are all going to have chips that say, kiss my hind end.
Mm-hmm. And as I say, too, they'll have to, and they do, they have to work till they drop, the elite as well. They don't retire, as you well know. They've sworn on for life, and they don't get a break. They must go along and along and along with everything and never give a slip of the tongue. It's hard for them to do that, even at parties, etc., because that means an instant death sentence or a cutoff from the food supply, or you get bunged in with the peasants. But there'll be the cities themselves, as you well know, are getting set up to be the prison camps as they take us down. They haven't upgraded these cities. They don't intend to upgrade them. They've let them, the roads rot for the last 30-odd years in preparation for this. And as for rapid depopulation, they hope to depopulate rapidly over the next 50 years. And Rockefeller said that at the last meeting of what they call the Lucky Gene Club, where Oprah and Gates and all these guys go. He said, we've been very successful with sterilization and so on across the world, but now we must go into rapid depopulation. That means getting everyone off the land into these cities that are falling apart. And there'll be other ones put up, special ones for the managerial class to have their extra privileges, their better lifestyle for a while. And that's how it's really being set up at the moment.
They're even building on the 15 acres they stole from landowners 14 years ago in Austin. Elite areas actually owned by the former city council people that took it. They're now the bankers and the state senators, and it's openly neighborhoods with the criminals living in the luxury homes.
That's right. That's how it's always been intended, just like Brave New World predicted. You know.
And the man, they are so diabolical. They are so fully sick. Man, I tell you. Back in 60 seconds, final segment with Alan Watt. Alan Watt, fire out your website.
It's cuttingthroughthematrix.com.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.